Okay, as I told the children, today we're going to look at the power that Christ gave to those who agree on earth. We'll look at what it means for two people to agree. We're going to look at some other things that are written in the Bible that support the message that Jesus gave regarding agreeing, and we'll seek to apply this teaching to our lives. The main idea found in this message is the importance of believers being in agreement when asking the Lord's favor. Now, if you would, please open your Bible to the 18th chapter of Matthew, and we're going to begin at verse 18. That's Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 18, and reading through verse 20. And that's where it's written, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." I ask that God would add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His word. The truth of this passage is found in the root words behind the English words. If we believe Jesus is the Christ, we have to accept His teaching. He said, whenever two of you are in agreement concerning anything, that the Father will. He didn't say maybe or might. I hope that each of you will leave here fully convinced of this truth today. That Christ Jesus meant what He said because He said what He meant. This happens to be one of my favorite teachings because it does inspire hope. When we pray, we need to believe that we're going to receive in order to receive. This is the great unity in marriage. If you see, the husband and wife can agree in the will of God. And God will do what they pray for. It's going to happen. We're going to see that this idea of agreeing on things is rooted in discipline. It's rooted in unity. It's also in believing. We have to believe in order to receive. Without faith, nothing happens. Without faith, it's impossible. The English word "to" really means just "to," but it doesn't exclude more. And the reason I say that is because Jesus said just after that, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." What He's saying is, it only takes two, but 10 or 20 can all be in agreement. 100 people can be in agreement. Gathered together implies unity and agreement. When you look at the root word for the what's behind gathered together, you see the two becoming one in marriage, for example. You think about those two becoming one, they're strengthened. Uniting in agreement with Christ makes the church His bride. We're united with Christ. Uniting in agreement with each other brings answer to prayer. The love that we have for other believers is observed in the unity and agreement found between us. We all agree that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Savior. He's the one. There's no other one. He's the way. There's no other way. We're following Him. That's our agreement. We bring that agreement into our prayer. Wanting to be within the will of God. Wanting to live within the will of God. Following after what God brings to us in His Word. We agree that this is the Word of God. We trust and believe that this reveals to us the will of God. We live within that and we agree upon anything. God doesn't want these things that are happening. The world is fallen. We can pray against them and agree. Agree. That's the key. The love that we have for other believers is observed in the unity and agreement that's found between us. It's the presence of Christ that gives power to the agreement. The presence of Christ. Remember, He said, "Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them." Christ is here. Do we really believe that? If we believe it, we receive the power of Christ in our lives. Presence of Christ gives that power to the agreement. It's not me and someone else agreeing that gives it power. It's Christ. The strength of Christ is exercised between two committed followers who agree upon something. Really important, folks, because one of the ways that the enemy destroys the church is by causing disharmony, by causing disagreement, by getting people turned against each other. Instead of being in agreement, they are at odds. And this is how we see churches splitting. The strength of Christ is exercised
between two committed followers or more. Jesus said His Father in heaven will cause the things you agree upon to be done. The Father does it. We don't do it. It's not our agreement that does it. We don't have the power. It's the power of Christ. God does the work. He didn't say might or maybe or probably. He said the Father will. Do we really believe that? Do we accept that? Do we know on its face that He means exactly what He says? Whoever doesn't believe will not receive. That's another way of saying it. God's love for the bride of Christ brings His blessing of answered prayer through the agreement of believers. And before we're done today, I want those of you who are of faith to agree with me on some things. And I'm going to say those things, and I'm going to ask that you would agree in your heart. Whenever we're weak in our faith, let us rely upon at least one other committed follower of Christ to agree with us. Whenever we're weak, let us rely upon one other committed follower. When Barb was traveling to New York, I agreed with Cy, even though I didn't state it out loud, I agreed with Cy that she'd return safely. Because you get out on that road, folks, you get out on those highways, it can get pretty hairy. And I know those of you who've traveled, you know too, and that's why you ask for prayer, because you know what it's like out there, and you're asking for agreement. Even if it's not explicitly stated, I agree, you are agreeing by participating in the prayer. The truth of that passage is found in the root words. And Jesus wanted to build unity among His followers. The old saying that there's strength in numbers, it has new meaning when applied to the teaching of Christ. If you think about what Jesus said, if you really believe that He was telling the truth, then you only need to accept it and then work within that framework that He laid out. By uniting in faith with other believers, we can accomplish all good things within the will of Almighty God. To agree with another is to be of one mind. You look at the Word to harmonize an opinion. We're of the same opinion. And I'll use the example of Barb again. I was of the same opinion of Cy that she was going to be brought back safely. And, you know, for most people, we just take it for granted. We say, well, we're going to ask God for this and we're going to trust Him. We really have to agree to know that God will bring that to pass. And it's to harmonize. It's to live in peace and harmony without contention. One of the biggest weapons that the enemy uses in the body of Christ is contention. So that people are fighting against each other. Can't be in agreement when you're fighting against each other, can you? Because when you're divided, you are not united. And that is one of the tools of Satan to break up the church. The body of Christ has been so fractured into how many denominations? How many pieces? Is Christ divided, Paul said? And some say you're of Apollos and some Apollo and some of say of Paul. Is Christ divided? No. The body has to be unified. There has to be unity. Jesus said to go to your brother or sister if you find yourself at odds with someone. Just before the passage that we read, He said, if you find yourself at odds with someone, go to them. Let them know and work it out. But if they refuse to repent, then you've got to bring somebody else. And if they still refuse to repent, then you have to go to the whole congregation. Why did He do that? Why do we have to do this? So that there's not that contention. There has to be agreement in the body. We can't have contention. Contention hurts the whole body. We're all part. If I cut my finger, the whole body suffers. If that gets infected, what happens? If that turns into a blood infection, my whole body could die. And that's not what we want in the body of Christ. We've got to stop those things, and that's why Jesus gave those instructions. The point of His teaching on church discipline is to maintain unity among believers. How else can we be in agreement in prayer in asking for things if we're not in agreement with one another individually? Sometimes to maintain unity and agreement, we have to yield assent. We have to let go of our own way and our own will. We have to put those aside and let God's will be done. Other times it's our opinion that has to get out of the way. Sometimes our opinion regarding the Lord's will might be incorrect. And being corrected by someone is helpful in the body. Sometimes that unity with other believers will set us straight. Sometimes to maintain unity and agreement in the body of Christ, we have to settle our differences by stipulation. And that's what the various churches of the Petroleum Valley do when we work together. We set aside those unessential differences. And sometimes it's difficult. But we set those things aside so that we can focus on the one thing that really matters, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified for the salvation of humanity. Agreeing with another believer means our ideas about the thing are consistent. Using the example of Barb coming back again, my ideas about Barb coming back were consistent with the ideas that Cy had about her coming back. And I've done the same thing for each of you. Each time that you lift up a prayer, I agree in my heart that what God wants will be done. And that's what you're praying for. Because if you're in Christ, you're praying for the will of God to be done. And we're trusting that that's the will of God. When we agree with another on anything, our ideas aren't contradictory to their ideas. We're working together. Agreeing with someone means that you're not at a difference with them. That's the part of the body that has to happen. There has to be a unity. There has to be agreement. There has to be a working together. And the simplicity of this teaching is found in the fact that anything united with anything else is stronger than the separate parts. You think about it. You build a house. You put sticks together. What happens? You connect them together. They're stronger than the individual sticks. You take bricks and you build a building like this. Those individual bricks have no power. They have no strength of themselves. You put them all together with mortar and what do you have? Something that works. Something that's strong. Combining our faith with that of someone else increases our ability to remain firm in our faith. And this is one of the reasons that we're instructed to get together on a regular basis. This is why we gather, to strengthen the faith of one another by the preaching of the Word of God, by the teaching of the Word of God, by prayer, and by fellowship. A loving Father provides everything we need to survive on this earth. He wants to answer your prayers. And His promise in His Word is that you would be in agreement with at least one other believer. You'll receive answer to your prayer. You need to be in agreement, though. You can't be at odds. You can't be at a disagreement. Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And say, don't believe. You've got to believe. If you believe, you receive. That's what He said. Having someone agreeing with you when you ask strengthens your ability to believe. If you find your faith is lacking in any way, when you see a mountain of a problem, remember Jesus said, if you believe, you can say to this mountain, be ye removed and cast into the sea, and it'll obey. How many of us have that kind of faith? I can't say that I do, folks. I can't look at a mountain and say, be ye removed and thrown into the sea and have it done. But I see by faith what Jesus is saying is if we work together, if we're united, when we pray, we're going to receive the answer to those prayers. There's mountains all over this world. There's mountains in the church. And we need, as a body, to work together to overcome those obstacles to the unifying of this body, in this church, in this building, that meets here on a weekly basis. Because the enemy will try to break us up. He'll try to divide us. And we need to work together as a team. We need to be praying in a unified way so that that doesn't happen. We really do, folks. It amounts to believing being the act of receiving before you receive. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith, believing, is the substance. Faith is the substance. It's the real thing. And we only need to believe it to receive it. This is the teaching of Christ. It amounts to believing. The idea of asking in agreement with another believer is active faith that brings the promise of Christ into being. Active faith. Working together. When I can sit down with any one of you and say, I agree. I believe this is the will of God for you in your life. And I agree. And God brings it to pass. I can think over the years that I've been here, the few years that I've been here, I can think of many prayers that were answered. Many people have lifted up prayers, and just by that simple act of praying and agreeing together, God has answered those prayers, and we can't overlook that. Faith in action. Agreeing with another, you have to lay aside your doubts, and you have to lay aside your differences. That's why Jesus gave us the church discipline idea, the way of going about it, because we have to lay aside our differences. We can't be divided. In order to be able to be in agreement, we have to actually be in agreement. We can't just say we're in agreement. We must really be in agreement. Sometimes to get to that place of absolute trust in Christ, we have to ask Him to help us. Like that father who cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When we ask God concerning anything on earth, we have to ask believing we will receive. There's no point in praying if we don't believe it. Jesus said, if two of you agree concerning anything on earth, His Father will give you what you ask. Just remember that Christ wants His followers to exercise their faith together. We need to agree with others that our loving Heavenly Father will provide what we ask for. He wants His love to flow into us, through us, and out from us. He wants us to unite in faith, believing that we'll receive. To receive what we pray for, we must be in the will of God, and that state of being is revealed by our unity with other believers. If any come to worship, and remember they have a difference with a brother, Christ instructs them to go and be reconciled to the other. Why? I mean, why so many teachings on this idea of being reconciled? Because it's important. Because we have to have unity. We must have unity in the body of Christ. And I think for so long, the body of Christ has ignored this teaching, or the people that are a part of the body have ignored it, and it hasn't happened. And this is why we see so much fracturing in the body of Christ. And this is why the church has become as ineffective as it has. This church in these United States of America should be able to stand up and say, enough's enough, let's get back on track. But we're fractured. We're divided. Let's not let that happen here at St. John's. Let us stand together. Let us be united. Let us be in agreement. It's important, folks. We have to be united in agreement to receive answer to prayer. That the whole church would leave the differences that Satan has planted and follow only Christ. That's my prayer. That the whole church, the whole body of Christ, would drop the differences and unite in Christ. What a wonderful day that will be when there's no strife remaining in the body. We know that's not going to happen on this side of eternity. I want each of us today to agree that we're going to rely upon the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to guide us into a deeper walk with Christ. Can we agree on that, folks? Can we agree that we will rely upon the Holy Spirit to guide us into a deeper walk with Christ? That's my prayer. I pray that some of you here will agree with me that God would remove all strife and any root of bitterness from any of our hearts. I don't want to see that. And I know God doesn't want to see that. Whatever it is, let it go. Because we need to work together. In these times that we're living in, these dangerous times, when things could change suddenly, we might not be able to meet in a building like this. We need to be united, folks. We need to have strength together. I trust that God will hear our prayer and strengthen unity among the true believers of this congregation. I believe God will infuse each of us with His Spirit so that we can be strengthened in power, in the power of His might, to overcome the enemy who seeks to divide us. I pray that because it really is the prayer of Christ. He wants us to be united. He wants us to be in agreement. Can we be in agreement? Yes. I'm believing that we're going to be an agreeing body. I'm believing as Jesus shows us. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And I'm believing. And I know there's at least one of you out here, probably many of you that are agreeing with me right now in your hearts. In Matthew chapter 9, blind men came to Jesus for healing. Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Jesus asked these two blind men, do you believe? And they said, yes. He touched their eyes and He said, according to your faith, let it be to you. According to your faith. In Mark chapter 5, it relates an account of Jesus healing the ruler of the synagogue's daughter. And he told that ruler, do not be afraid, only believe. Do you know He's speaking to us too? Don't be afraid. Just believe. In Luke, it relates an account of a woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. You might recall this account. Jesus said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. She'd been bleeding for some number of years. In Mark chapter 9, it relates the account of a man whose son was possessed by a demon that caused epilepsy. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Would Jesus lie? Are not all things possible to those who believe? He said, you in agreement will have, God will take care of you. God will make it happen if you agree. Now, in closing, I just want to remind you of the words of Christ that to me sums it up in a very simple way. If we are the body of Christ, we are to be united. The Son of Man was lifted up so whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Believing is more than just agreeing, folks. It's observed in the way that we live our lives. Are we living the way that Christ laid out for us to live? Are we living in agreement? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent. And so I ask, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that He's the Christ? Do you believe that He's really the Savior of humanity? Do you believe that He's been given all authority? Then heed what He says. When you pray, believe. When you pray, agree. And know that it will be done for you by His Father in heaven. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the promises that You give us in Your Word, that we can, by agreeing, receive. By believing, we can receive. God, help us with our unbelief. The world assaults our belief. Help us to believe. Help us to receive. Father, as it's written in the 15th chapter of Romans, I ask that You, the God of patience and comfort, would grant each of the people here to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that we might all be of one mind, one mouth, and glorifying You, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let each of us be filled with hope, strengthened in faith, and encouraged to improve our agreement with other believers. I pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.